Maybe it's the creative person inside of me, but I'm a firm believer that every one of us are nothing more than messengers. We're a continuation of a single thought that was planted. It could have been 100 years ago or even 1,000 years ago. And through time itself, everything has been whittled down. And then, by the way, here we are in 2019, and it's like, wait a second. A simple thought just came to my heart, but I'm going to add to it now, and we're going to build upon it, and then so that somebody 10 or 15 years from now can start whittling it down. It's just a continuation of the air that we breathe. Hey, it's Errol, and this is The Daily Mess, a chronological walk through an everyday world. I'm a daily writer. I document life and all that comes after. Although I do talk a lot about being mindful in the moment of now, I step back to the pages stained by the nib of my writing instrument. And the reason why is because I know there's something there. We don't just experience life. We're supposed to be taking notes because the future is hitting us upside the head. And you know what? We're all becoming numb. This is The Daily Mess. Today, I thought we would go back to December 3rd, the year 2001. A very small piece titled, "I'm Not the Creator, Only the Messenger." See, that's a part of the peace-filled life that you can live. It kind of just takes the pressure off from your soul. When you're sitting there going, well, I got to do it. Wait a second. Wait, you don't have to do anything. If you want to just procrastinate your way through an everyday world, that in itself is an art form. If you want to just do a little bit here and then a little bit over there, that is the way that you pace things out. But is there too much space in your pace? So when you really look at your life, that you are not the creator, but rather the messenger, things begin to just become a little bit more focused. See, here's the weird way that I think. The trees that are outside this recording studio, these are trees that I planted in 1997. We planted 1,700 trees to revitalize the soil and this chunk of earth. And now these trees stare at me every day. I believe that the energy from where I presently stand and what I carry with me forward comes from these trees. That we have a relationship. They're sitting out there catching the wind and catching the whispers. They're out there doing what it is that they do while staying connected to the rocks beneath. Now, see, Native Americans will teach you that the greatest storytellers of all time are trees and rocks. And that's a brilliant thing to put inside your heart, because when you're having a really tough day or things just feel like crap all the time, go sit next to a rock. Go nestle up to a tree. Things will start to feel a little bit differently. And when you start to recognize that feeling, then you start to respect the atmosphere that is presently in your life. But once again, I'm not the creator, only the messenger. Here's what was put down. I walked through the dimly lit house last night. My sight caught a glimpse of an etched out personality, an echo all its own, a lyric to harmonize with. And yet, I decided to go back to bed. That paragraph kind of shocks me. And the reason why is because I'm the guy that would go sit next to a cross alongside the road with my writing instrument and journal, and I would write because I believe the spirit is possibly still there. And I would save what I wrote, not because I'm a weird guy, okay, because I'm a weird guy, but I believe that the spirit of us moving our messages forward are endlessly in a place where we can reach out and touch them. But for some reason, on this day in 2001, as I walked through the dimly lit house, I felt that there was an energy there. I knew there was an energy there. I like this, an echo all its own, a lyric to harmonize with. And yet, I decided to go back to bed. Why? What is it about our creative minds and hearts? What is it about our message taking that would make me say, no, not right now? Was it a dark feeling? He didn't say it. Otherwise, if it was, he would have put it down. Was it something that he feared? No, he would have put it down. What was it that made the writer in 2001? What is it about you that when you know that you've got that feeling that there's somebody next to you and you turn, you go, whoa, there's nobody there. Or that little flash of something in the corner of your eye. What happens if it is a spirit guide or a spirit keeper and that they're trying to give you the message, but we're going, you know, I've already got enough on my plate. I don't want to deal with this right now. You know, the kids are driving me crazy. I probably do have a spirit guide next to me. Or it's like that Russell Crowe movie where he saw all of the people that were walking with him. Nobody else saw him, but he did. He saw him and he could hear him and he would talk to him. And the thing is that Are we all a little bit like Russell Crowe in that movie? Do we have people and spirits that are walking with us? Now, in my heart, I'm going to tell you, I do believe that. And I do believe that as we walk through an everyday world, the spirits that were here 400 years ago, 1,000 years ago, are still tapping on your shoulder going, hey, by the way, one more thing before I let you go to sleep tonight. But no, on this particular day, I didn't want to listen to it. And that makes me just go, wow, you missed out on something, bud. And all you can do now is just make it up, to rewrite the story, to sit there and go, what could I have done differently, better? Was it a message of hope? Was it something that I should have been going through? But because I had my guard up, I said, nah, I don't have time for you. Are you the same way? I'm Arrow, and that's The Daily Mess.